Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. The title for this discourse is Authority. Authority. They arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him. Now, what were they going to raise with him? What question did they have for him? This is what they said. By what authority are you doing these things, they asked. And who gave you authority to do this? Mark chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. The bigwigs, the chief priests, the temple court people, the teachers of the law, the elders, they come to Christ and they want to know on what authority, on what basis is he doing this? What right has he? What power has he? Now, the question we have to ask at the start is, are they sincere? If it's a sincere question, then it's highly relevant and significant. But are they sincere? Remember chapter 11 and verse 18. The chief priests and the teachers of the law began looking for a way to kill Christ, for they feared him because they saw the crowd going after him, and they saw Christ as a threat to their position. And therefore this question is not sincere. Nevertheless, this still raises a highly important matter. We have the same in John 2, verses 24 to 25. It's a very real question. It's a very important question. It's vital. We all have an authority. Authority is very important in our lives. Have you ever heard people say, well, you just heard it, people say this. Who are these people who say it? Oh, the people say this, people say this. Oh, that's the authority. They say, who are they? Who? Many people believe what they read in the newspaper. Many people believe what they read in the magazines. On important matters, vital matters, the most important questions, people say, ah, science says. Science is the authority. Reason. I think this. I think authority. The TV pundits, of course, they are the big opinion makers now. They rule people's thinking. Oh, they think that because it's on the telly, because it's on the website, because it's on the internet. It must be right. And what the latest film star says, that's all important. But he's a footballer. And, of course, in real life, authority, proper authority is vital. A policeman tells me to do this. Why should I do it? Just because he's wearing a certain uniform? No, because he has authority. The parking warden, the man who can give tickets, what right has he got to put a ticket in my windscreen and all the rest of it? What does this policeman have the right to fine me? Because he's a policeman, because he can stop me, he has the warrant, he has the authority. In the military, if the officer above me commands, I do it. Unless conscience forbids me, and then I can't bear the consequences. Authority, the chain of command. In spiritual matters, millions believe what they say in Rome, what the Curia says. Tomorrow it might be the moon is made of green cheese. The day after it might be made of blue cheese. Whatever it is, they will change. In the war, Stalin was pro-Hitler for a while. Then he was completely anti-Hitler. And the Russians had to learn that one minute he's anti-Hitler, then pro-Hitler, then anti-Hitler, and all the rest of it, whatever it is, they have to change. It happened in England too, when Henry and Edward and Mary and Elizabeth, when these sovereigns came to power, churches and the professing believers in the land, that they had to change their opinion. Romanism, Protestantism, whatever it might be, back again, back and forth. And people had to change. And they believed what they were told. How many evangelicals believe what their pastor says? How many Presbyterians and Reformed people believe what the man at Westminster in the 1640s pronounced as the final word in faith, and the Westminster Confession is their virtual Bible, whatever they say. What right? What basis? What ground? Well, avoid the craft behind all this. Avoid the trick behind all this in the case of Jesus here and these elders and so on. Who or what rules you, my friend? Remember what G.K. Chesterton said? If a man doesn't believe God, he won't believe nothing, he'll believe anything. What do you believe? Christ claims it. That's my authority. Christ says it. The Bible says it. I believe what God says in his word. Now, that's my open position. And I don't care who stands against it, whatever they say, with all their degrees, with all their college learning, they're still putting forward their belief. And you believe too. I believe that God speaks through his word, Genesis to Revelation. I believe he speaks through the prophets and the apostles, through Christ. Who do you believe? What do you believe? That is the question I want to leave with you. Who or what are you believing? I quoted Richard Burnham a few discourses ago. True faith believes the word divine, and with swift wings she flies to Jesus' cross and doth recline on his rich sacrifice. Do you believe the word divine? And have you fled to Jesus? And then Isaac Watts, let the false raptures of the mind be lost and vanish in the wind. Here, where? In the word of God. Here I can fix my hope secure. This is thy word, and must endure. That's my position too. So this is a vital question, and I press you, my friend, to answer it. Who or what are you believing about the great questions? Why are you here? Where are you going? What's the purpose of it? What happens after death? These are the great questions. Who do you believe? What do you believe? Why do you believe it? As for me, I am convinced of God's word, the living word Christ, and the written word Scripture.